This weekend's snow was one for the record books. BWI recorded more than 29 inches of snow, the highest total recorded in a single storm ever. Some parts of the state got as much as 40 inches. Maryland began digging out from the historic snowfall yesterday, and WYPR's news team was there. We start this series of reports with Rachel Bay in Federal Hill.
When the sun finally came out Sunday morning, the residents of Baltimore's Federal Hill neighborhood grabbed their snow shovels and started to dig out their cars. Joe Petricelli had been shoveling around his car for an hour when I met him, but he said he didn't expect to get anywhere anytime soon.
Probably another couple of days before that happens.
Alyssa Murray said her goal was to drive to work Monday morning.
I came out at around 8:30 this morning. I don't even know what time it is. It's like a casino, but, you know, it's just everything's covered in snow. My concept of time is completely lost.
Murray's neighbor, Jordan McCluskey, had the same goal, but he didn't seem too happy about the task at hand.
How long have you guys been out here shoveling?
Hours. We're dying. Hours. Seriously. This sucks.
Fortunately, McCluskey had a trick to help the time pass.
Bottle of champagne and a shovel, and you'll be good. Couple Bud Lights in there, bottle of Jameson if you need it, we're good to go.
The snow gave him a place to keep his beverages cool. I am Rachel Bay in Federal Hill.
I'm Jonna McCone. Wyman Park off North Charles Street, between the Baltimore Museum of Art and Johns Hopkins University, was packed with at least 75 people sledding late Sunday afternoon. Tommy Buckets lives in nearby Barclay and walked over here after a day of digging out of the snow.
We have been shoveling for days.
For days.
And sledding has been fantastic here at Wyman. We've got a good base laid down for the tubes and for the plastic trash can lids we're on. Kids are having a great time. We got more advanced runs on the other side for the professionals. Double Black Diamond over there.
Like many in the neighborhood, Buckets has been enjoying the snow, but we'll spend tomorrow continuing to dig out.
We're going to keep chipping at it. Hopefully it doesn't freeze up again.
Hallie Hers of Remington was experiencing a bit of cabin fever by Sunday.
Today I've been inside most of the day grading. I'm a teacher, but I finally got outside at 3:30 and aggressively offered to help people shovel their cars out because I needed human contact.
By late Sunday afternoon, many side streets in Remington had not been plowed, and cars were buried in snow. But several businesses were open, and groups of people roamed the streets, piling into bars, restaurants, and neighborhood parks. A father and son lobbed snowballs at one another from across the street. Trevor Hummel of Mount Vernon said he thinks the snow has brought city residents together.
This really brings out some of the best things in people when we're all able to run around and have fun together.
Now to Karen Hostler in Annapolis.
The skies were dark and creepy on Saturday, and the streets of Maryland's capital city were eerily empty. But by yesterday morning, the sun burst forth, and Annapolitans broke out of their self-imposed captivity to start the cleanup. And most everybody seemed to have a snowblower. Maybe they were borrowed, like the one Corey Allen was using.
It's my father-in-law. He lives here, so see, I gotta do his first, then I can go do my house.
There was so much snow that even on the main drag of West Street, a car sales lot was facing a long return to normal. As George Fuentes and a partner shoveled piles of icy stuff off the cars, they were creating a new problem because there was no place to put it.
So we're probably just going to be here for a couple hours, then get the plow truck moved in, get all the snow off the lot, and then we can start moving cars little by little.
Fuentes wasn't even sure how many cars he was dealing with.
About 20, 25, something like that. So it's a fun day.
From Annapolis, I'm Karen Hostler.